Redhawks and the bomb. And we're going to get a foul this time. Oh, we're going to get this a timeout only. So we'll be back right after we hear from more Shoreline.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's body shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having worked on our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School where the USA Patriots are leading 19-16 over the Kansas City Redhawks, and I got to give credit back to the USA scorekeeper who's right here next to me. I was looking at her second quarter. She hadn't marked the third quarter in, so she wasn't trying to get six players in there for Cass City. She's doing a great job. They're feeding us some good information over here tonight. And before we went to that timeout, we had a jump ball called, and then Cass City took their timeout. And now Cass City inbounded, and quickly Eisengruber picked up her second on Logan Rowell, and Logan Rowell goes up and puts up her first one, and that's the first score of the second half for Cass City, I believe, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
And the second one's up, and she gets that one. So it's a one-point lead now for USA. 4:51 to go here in the third. Full court press from Cass City. And the big girl first is bringing it up again, handling it like she's a point guard. She comes all the way down in the paint, tries to do a little hook pass back out, but Mackenzie Parrish, Amanda Clifton jumped in there and got the steal. And then managed to reach in for a foul behind, and Dritcher did not like that call at all.
Coach Dritcher was thinking he could have gotten an offensive foul on Cass City, which maybe it could have been, but, again, USA shouldn't be attempting to foul over the 94 from the other team's basket.
And that was going to be the big girl's first foul, and you got to love Dritcher. He's into the game all the time, you know, and you love the passion that he has, and he makes the games more exciting anyways. Sometimes the officials don't always appreciate it, but the fans appreciate his aggressiveness.
He might have got more of a payback right there because they got a jump ball call, and it could have possibly been a foul against the Patriots. So, probably evened out.
Just like in hockey, power plays. USA brings the ball up, and I got to say, Cassidy's press looks much better tonight than it did against Saddock.
Yeah, they're really doing a good job of making USA think about what's going on, although they got a bucket on that one. But they've done a good job with it.
And that would be your girl, though, Sam Clear. Simpler, get that name, you got to help me nail that one.
The simpler.
Can't get any simpler than that, right?
Exactly.
All right. She makes it 21-18. Cass City puts the shot up. Long foul, rolled around on the floor. We had bodies on the floor. Finally, it's picked up by Cass City. They get it to Mackenzie Parrish for the long three. It's no good. Long free throw rebound controlled there by her sister Megan. Now Cass City resets themselves here, and the two Perry sisters tell everybody where they want to go, and they're going to settle for getting settled down here and taking control of the game again. It was getting a little wild there for a minute.
Suddenly we're seeing Cass City as being the team that's getting all the offensive rebounds, opposite of what we saw in the first half.
Hendricks makes a nice move inside. She can't get it to fall, though, and the rebound is going to go off of USA as Logan Rowell tried to get it and couldn't. Got an update for you from Brown City in the third quarter. Brown City 61, New Haven 48. So we got the Greater Thumb Conference East second place team hanging on there. And now Cass City gets the ball in. Megan Parrish is at the top on the right side. She throws it to Hendricks. Hendricks gets it back to Parrish. Now she skips it over to Clifton on the left side. Down to Rowell. And Rowell gets tied up on a jump ball. And possession arrow keeps it with Cass City. And the big girls are handling it out behind the tree. I don't like to see that as a coach, and I like big post players. You don't like them out there. You got two guards and just doubled them up right there again.
Exactly. Your point's well taken because those guards are going to tie you up every single time.
You know, you can be a good ball handler. Even first is a good ball handler. Right here comes the trap. USA's bringing pressure defense, and they force the turnover there. Ewald gets it. She goes coast to coast. She goes up, tries to make the layup, and she gets bumped there by Megan Parrish, and that's going to send her to the line.
Well, good hustle on Megan Parrish. She didn't have much option other than to really to follow her and slow her down because She was going to get an uncontested layup, probably.
And USA is coming with what I like to call the Rutgers defense, tight man-to-man defense. Every pass, they're doubling you up, and they're getting on top of that pass. As soon as that first pass is made, every pass after that is doubling. I used to love calling that Rutgers because that's what they would run.
Well, what they're doing a good job of, they're bringing out one of their post players to defend up top, and it's making it very difficult for the shorter Cassidy guards to see over the top. And in case in point, they threw a kind of errant pass, and Ewald picked it off and went the other way.
And then comes Chambers now. She's the freshman for Cassidy, but she's a good ball handler. She's also a three-point shooter, so if they get some open looks there, she can put some up and in if she has to. Ewald's first shot was good. Her second shot's good, sending the USA lead to 23-18 with 2:46 to go here in the third period. Cassidy brings the ball off the court. Mackenzie Parrish sets her offense, throws it to the left side to Megan. Cutting across the top is Clifton. Clifton goes after it, but she almost has it stolen away, and it does. By Valentine. Valentine looks to take it in, but she decides to pull out, wait for help. Smart move. Over to the left side for a long shot there by Dallas Simpler. Can't get any simpler than that. And she puts it up, extending the lead 25-18 and causing Cassidy to take a timeout. Let's hear from Tom Taylor. We'll be back right after this.
If you're looking for a commitment-free cellular solution, it has never been more affordable to get a fast-track prepaid phone from Thumb Cellular. FastTrack Prepaid gives you the convenience and security of a cellular phone without the monthly bill and commitment. Right now, for just $75, you can get everything you need for an entire year's worth of service. A great phone and 375 nationwide minutes that are good for an entire year. All that for just $75. No bills, no commitment, just worry-free cellular service all year long. Give it to your kids, throw it in your purse, or carry it on your belt. And with Fast Track Prepaid, you can add more minutes anytime by stopping into one of their convenient locations throughout the Thumb area. So stop by any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask for the security plan. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
We're back here after that great message from Thumb Cellular. And again, thank you to Thumb Cellular for sponsoring us, Brent. I know you're partially responsible for that. And we appreciate for all that Thumb Cellular does for all the sports.
Yeah, I really love to be involved in the high school arena. And, you know, I think so many kids participate. And it's just a good way for us to sponsor some of these things and give them an opportunity to be on the air and get your name called on the radio a few times.
You know, and there's nothing nicer than having somebody like Thumb Cellular sponsor us, not only here but in the other broadcasting areas. They help out. They help out with fundraisers. It's great that you give back to the community, and we all appreciate that, too.
Well, thank you. Love being part of it.
And we're back in the action here. Cassidy with the ball, 25-18. They're trailing the USA Patriots right now. They're swinging it around. They got Chambers in there. Chambers swinging. Now we see them picking up their offensive passes, and they're a lot quicker and harder. Rao goes to work at the top. She tries to go up and over. Her shot short. No good rebound control there by Schultz, but she has a pull away by Hendricks, and then she reaches back in and picks up her foul.
Definitely the intensity picked up after that timeout on both sides of the ball. USA's defense was really stretching and working hard, but Cassidy's passes were a lot crisper and a little more direct, like they've been instructed to maybe be more aggressive towards the basket.
And Hendricks did a great job. She stole that rebound away from Schaus, and then she managed to get Schaus to draw that foul back to her. So she goes to the line, and they get another basket, another point there. As she shoots, she's a good free throw shooter, so I'm not surprised she's making these. Yep, I jinxed her. And the rebound goes into the hands of First. First brings the ball off the court across the timeline. She looks to give it to the point guard, Ewald. Now they swing it down in the corner to Valentine. Back to the top to Grummel. Back over to Valentine at the top. Valentine looks for some help. She's going to take Chambers one-on-one. Chambers gets picked, and it's going to be an offensive foul there because Schaus gave her that elbow. Schaus would have kept her arms to herself. She had a great screen pick, but she didn't. She let that elbow come out afterwards, and that elbow came out is what gave her that third foul.
She had perfect position, set up for a good screen, and then she just got that elbow out enough to get the ref's attention, and they called her for a team control foul.
Yep, and it was a great call by the official because it was. And Megan Parrish gets it at the top, comes over to McKenzie on the right side. She looks to get it back to Ryle. Ryle's out behind the line. Gets to give it to Hendricks, but she's covered. Now she's going to take it herself. She goes for that layup and hook. Her shots aren't going in tonight, but she's way out from the basket compared to where she was Monday night. But she's drawing the fouls, and that's what counts.
You know, one thing we talked about prior to the game, you and I and Mr. Bogan and myself, was what would be the difference tonight. And we all kind of agreed that whoever won the battle of the bigs would probably be the winner of the game. And so far, I would say USA's probably won that battle, and the scoreboard indicates that. But both Raul for Cass City and Hendricks appear.